makes the catch at the 30, the 20, the 10, 5, rock and roll, touchdown, Texans!
Hello, and welcome to the HoustonTexans.com podcast.
Thanks, Mark. Hi, Texans fans. Thanks for joining us. I'm Brooke Bentley with Texans Today, the only podcast coming to you straight from Reliant Stadium. Yesterday, Sports Radio 610's Mark Vandermeer and I previewed next season's games. Today, we turn to the Texans' home opener against the Ravens. Right now, it looks like an easy W for Houston, but we'll give you the lowdown. First, remember, you can buy tickets to hear Kenny Chesney when he comes to Reliant Stadium on Saturday, August 16th. Go to HoustonTexans.com for more information.
Flight 72. Flight 72.
The Texans' home opener against the Ravens looks like it could be a double-digit win for the Texans. Baltimore doesn't have a clear starting quarterback right now, and there aren't many offensive threats on the team. Here's more analysis from Mark Vandermeer.
Well, the Texans will be heavy favorites in this one. They're playing at home, and they were 6-2 last year. Even if they lose to Pittsburgh in the opener, Brooke, you're looking at a big Reliant Stadium party. This building will be on fire for that game, and the Ravens are heavily depleted because Steve McNair is gone, of course. You have a coaching change there. They have Willis McGahee at running back, but look at the wide receivers, an aging Derek Mason. You just don't have the kind of firepower offensively that the Texans are going to be scared of. They'll be concerned, but certainly not scared. And then you look at the other side of the ball, the Ravens still have big names like Ray Lewis. They still have Ed Reed in the defensive backfield. They still have Bart Scott at linebacker. But it's not the same Ravens defense that won a Super Bowl earlier in this decade. So I really like the Texans in this one.
Well, also, the offensive line for the Ravens looks like something the Texans could exploit, don't you think?
Yeah, Jonathan Ogden has retired. You have Mike Flynn retiring. So you have guys going out on that Ravens O-line, and the Texans' defensive front seven, which has improved greatly in the offseason, should be able to wreak havoc in the opposing backfield. Now, Kyle Bowler at quarterback, or is it Joe Flacco? If it's Joe Flacco, bring him on. I mean, he's a rookie making his second start, possibly his first if Bowler starts week one. But either way, you really have to like the Texans' chances when their defense is facing the Ravens' offense.
Of course, Ray Lewis used to be considered the best linebacker, or one of the best linebackers in the NFL, and now it seems like D'Amico Ryans is taking over that role a little bit. What do you think about that?
Well, Ray Lewis still has all that marquee value, and he has the Super Bowl ring, and he makes a lot of noise that D'Amico doesn't really make off the field. So you have that going for Ray Lewis as far as his marketing appeal, if for lack of a better word. But D'Amico, this is his third year. This is his time right now. This is Mario Williams' time. I think there's a changing of the guard in the AFC defensive-wise, if you will. But the thing is, the Texans defense has to prove it week in, week out. And this is a defense that's really going to be under the microscope this year because that's the side of the ball you really need to see the most improvement in. The offense made great leaps last year. They have to improve the running game, but the defense has to make the bigger step for Houston.
The Texans have started a drawing for fans to purchase tickets to the team's first ever Monday night football game. Go to HoustonTexans.com for more information. As always, thanks for listening. We'll be back on Wednesday with the latest Texans news. And remember, it's always football time in Houston.
All you Texans.